Greetings, Andy Dukes here, and welcome to the audio version of our recent Ride and Talk live video podcast. Judging by the sound of the engine, you'll have guessed that this is the one where the incredible new MRR was unveiled. Let's introduce the first of many special guests, starting with head of BMW Motorrad, Dr. Markus Schramm.
Hello and a big welcome to BMW Motorrad. Today is a day lots of motorcycle fans worldwide, as well as all of us at BMW Motorrad, have very much been looking forward to. A milestone in the history of BMW Motorrad. The world premiere of the M1000RR, the very first BMW M model on two wheels. I'm very happy that we can show the world this fantastic bike together with the all-new BMW M3 and BMW M4. All three reflect the unique and thrilling BMW M DNA. And I'm proud that Markus Flasch is here with me today. Markus is the CEO of BMW M, so nobody else than Markus can tell us about the BMW M DNA. Markus.
Thanks for having me, Markus. I'm amazed. This is far better than what I expected. I mean, M is the most powerful letter in the world. Racing is part of our DNA, and I'm a personal motorcycle fan. So for me, it's just plain logic that we finally cooperate on motorcycles. This is an absolute beauty. And we have set standards. We have went to new territories in the past. We are almost 50 years existing now for BMW M. We started with the M1, but then we set benchmarks in the business sedan segments like M3, M5. We went into new territories with the X5M, the X6M, and again, we set the benchmark. So I think it's time to set another benchmark and now go into motorcycles together with you. I can't wait to try it out.
Thank you very much, Markus. It will be my pleasure to be with you on the racetrack with the new MRR. It's a challenge. And now I want to invite you to stay with me for more insights on the new MRR. As I mentioned before, the world premiere of the MRR is a milestone in the history of BMW Motorrad. The most powerful bike we have ever built includes for the first time the most powerful letter in the world in its name, M. The history of the development of the new MRR runs straight from the racetrack to this new high-performance serial production supersport race bike. The experience and knowledge gained from our World Superbike Championship racing has been directly incorporated in the new MRR, reinforcing the motorsport racing DNA behind this bike. Pure racing technology for the highest performance demands, both in motorsport and on the road. In concrete terms, this means the MRR four-cylinder engine developed for the racing purposes with a peak output of 212 horsepower, featuring increased torque in the medium range and an increased maximum engine speed by 500 RPM. The new, almost 4 kg lighter, complete exhaust system made of titanium. M carbon fiber wheels as standard. A completely new aerodynamic package with M winglets and optimized windscreen provides even more stability in the curve and when accelerating. BMW Motorrad introduces M brakes for the first time. This gives the MRR best-in-class braking performance for the racetrack. In addition, there are a lot more technical refinements, such as the latest generation of dynamic traction control, DTC, with 6-axis sensor box and 2 adjustable throttle curves for optimum response. Engine brake function with 3 settings, Shift Assistant Pro, Launch Control, and Pit Lane Limiter. And the list of technical highlights goes on and on. The new MRR embodies pure motorsport racing in every single aspect, from its breathtaking design to its powerful performance. And this is exactly what this bike has in common with the philosophy of the M vehicles on four wheels, born on the racetrack. Everything is based on the perfect interplay between dynamic performance, agility, precision, and suitability for everyday use. The new MRR will further strengthen the success of BMW Motorrad and is a consistent next step on the way to our stated goal of becoming the number one brand in the premium motorcycle market. And we have set ourselves even more ambitious goals for this year, so you can look forward to more BMW Motorrad world premieres in the near future. We are sure you have many questions about the new MRR, so join our experts in the studio and take a closer look.
Thanks, Markus. And now we head to the studio, where I'm joined by Motorsport Director for BMW Motorrad, Mark Bongers, Product Manager for the MRR, Sepp Mechler, and BMW Motorrad World Superbike Team Rider, Tom Sykes. Enjoy.
Good morning and welcome to everyone on this historic and exciting day for BMW Motorrad. As Markus said just now, it's the very first BMW M model on two wheels and the most powerful bike we've ever built. So I'm sure all of you out there want to know much, much more about the new MRR, which will indeed be coming your way, at great speed, of course, in the near future. Anyway, I'm delighted to tell you that we've asked Sepp and Mark to join us here, as well as BMW Motorrad World Superbike Team Rider Tom Sykes, who's on the line from Spain, and looking good, may I say. Welcome, everybody.
Very good morning. Welcome.
Right. Tom, let's start with you first. Thanks a lot for making the time to join us this morning. It's great to have you here with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Well, so finally, we've got an M version of the RR, and you've been lucky enough to ride it, of course. But unlike your factory superbike, the MRR is going to be available to buy early next year. So can you explain to all the superbike fans watching exactly how the first M model from BMW Motorrad feels out on the track?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, it's... Well, first and foremost, I think it's now clear for everybody to see the effort from BMW. And the first moment I stepped on it, it's obviously a great pleasure to ride. You can see that all of the work that we've been doing with the current model and the input that we've had from the race team has gone directly into what you see now with the MRR, just the new geometry, the way that the chassis is handling, the upgrade in terms of engine internals and the way that that delivers the extra power on the racetrack, it's much more effortless and really is an amazing ride.
Yeah, you know how it feels to win a World Superbike Championship, of course, Tom, and you know what it takes to develop a race bike. But what kind of features do you think make the MRR stand apart from the competition?
Oh, I mean, for me, that's quite simple. And again, the way that the whole of the BMW Motorrad World Superbike team is working direct with the factory, for me, the key features have to be things like the chassis. What we've learned on the racetrack, like I've just said, is gone directly into this MRR from this current model. And again, the upgrade in the braking system, the stopping performance is... really incredible with this model. Already with the current model, it was something I noticed, but now with the MRR, it's one step again. And again, the engine internals, the way that this helps deliver the power, you know, the lightness of the components make the change of direction much more, let's say, effective, less effort, you know, less input from the rider. So really, is an incredible bike, like we saw in the video, not just for me at the top level, but, all the way down to, hobby races, club races. It really is a great all-round package.
Yeah, we're going to touch on some of the technical details with Sepp shortly, but I just want to touch on the letter M with you, Tom, and four wheels, actually, because I know you drive an M5 back home in the UK. And for those watching, who've never had the pleasure of driving or even being a passenger in one, can you describe what the M badge and what those M cars mean in terms of performance?
Well, I can. It's a smile, first and foremost. I mean, for me, the letter M is such an iconic letter, and it's all in terms of, for me, motorsport and pure performance. It's as soon as I see the letter M, I know that there's a lot of work gone into that vehicle, or indeed that motorcycle in this case, because it's all focused on maximum performance. So yes, M5, speaking of passenger, there's a few stories I could tell with the passengers in that car, but yeah, I've always been a massive fan of the 5 Series, so to get the M5 was a bit of a dream come true for me, and such an amazing experience to drive that. You know, it's such a great balanced all-round car, and yeah, hopefully I can keep that in my garage for a long time.
Yeah, you're a lucky lad. Now, we've also seen the new M4 and M3 models unveiled today, and you and teammate Eugene recently visited the HQ of the M division in Munich, saw some of these latest products, and even did a little bit of drift training on the track in an M4. You must have really enjoyed that, because those cars really come alive on the track. So I guess you sort of did a few things, learned a few things that maybe you shouldn't be doing back on the roads in the UK with your own M5.
Indeed, yeah, that's the understatement of the day so far. But what an incredible day! I mean, massive thanks to BMW for organising this incredible day and memorable day that I'll never ever forget. I mean, I'm passionate about four wheels anyway, and I think I can speak also on Eugene's behalf that we had such a fantastic day. I mean, we were like two kids in the sweet shop, you know, considering what we do on the track. To do this was absolutely fantastic. Really well organised. I mean, the facilities that we had were, you know, it's just something that I've always dreamed about. And I mean, it's funny, that few hours training felt like about 10 minutes. So definitely something I'd love to revisit. But the drift training, it's fantastic, you know, just having to understand how to use the throttle and the steering. And certainly it's something that obviously I won't use on the road, but, you know, it might help me get out of trouble now and again.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it anyway. But by the way, there's a great, great film on BMW Motorrad's YouTube channel if you've not seen that. So, yeah, well worth a watch. Now, back to the bikes, Tom. And the MRR is basically a street-legal superbike, albeit anything but basic, of course. But do you feel it's got the potential to be competitive for races across all formats, you know, from short circuits and endurance to road racing?
Wow, yeah, very much so. I mean, like I said, I think you can appreciate, or everybody can appreciate, that the, you know, that the current model would only into its second year, and for BMW to make the effort that they have done and already come up with this MRR, already kind of lets everybody know how serious they are about the racing. And for that reason, like I've said, we what we've learned on the racetrack in World Superbikes has been taken note of. I mean, the link to the factory, it's direct. Everything that we do on the racetrack is back in the factory before you know it. And this, you know, this is the answer. This is what everybody's come up with. So 100% now, this is made the base of the package already a couple of steps higher. So it's only going to benefit myself, the club racer, the road user. It's really a big step in terms of pure performance, and that base level, like I said, is all ready to go racing.
Yeah, and you've played a significant part in that, of course, in the development of the RR and the new MRR. So it's great that you're remaining with the team in 2021. So do you feel there's still a lot of potential, still a lot more to come with the team and this package, Tom?
Very much so. And that, for me, was a massive part of trying to get everything agreed for the continuity. The whole of the BMW Motorrad World Superbike team, for me, is they have a fantastic infrastructure and a way of working. And like I said, and I'll say it again just to be clear, is that obviously it's very easy for us to get compared to other manufacturers in this time, etc., etc. And it's easy. I've been around a while. I've got a lot of experience. And I just have to say, we're only in our second year of the program. So I think what we've achieved so far is already quite special. And I think given time, we can arrive to where we all need to be and where we all deserve to be, because we're all in it together. Obviously, the target from myself, and you heard it a few moments ago from Dr. Schramm, I think we're all pushing to be number one. So definitely now with this MRR, we have the ingredients to keep working. We've already seen where we're very strong on the track. We had some limitations up until now. And obviously, with those limitations in mind, that's why the release of the MRR is here. And I feel that now we have the answers to keep moving forward.
Well said, Tom. Well said. Well explained. And cheers so far. Please stick around. Don't go anywhere, because I'm sure we're going to come back to you shortly with some community questions. But let's move on to Mark Barnes, BMW Motorrad, who's also fresh back from last weekend's World Superbike round at Magny-Cours. Hi there, Mark. How are you doing today?
Hi, Andy. Very well, thank you. Just returned from Barcelona.
Yeah, non-stop. Now listen, Mark, the letter M, it's the most powerful one on the street and on the track, of course, so it must be great for you to finally have it on a motorcycle.
It definitely is. M is, and it always has been, an understatement for the cars. And as Marcus Flash said before, it has now finally been transferred to the bikes in the first of in the form of the first MRR. So that's great. In our case, M stands for born on the racetrack, which means that the technical content of the bike makes it a real M. And besides that, in my personal opinion, I think the bike looks great. I've always loved the charisma of the M colors, which we have been running on our World Superbike since last year, of course, knowing that this MRR would pop up.
Yeah, it certainly does look great. Totally agree with you there. Now, there are certain elements that unite all racers, like the will to win, the addiction to speed, and the search for adrenaline, of course. Now, this new bike is surely going to take all that to another level, won't it?
Being it the first M, it will. As I just mentioned, the bike was born and developed on the racetrack. That means that the input for its specific key features have been defined in motorsport by us. As a result, we're looking at a bike without compromises. More power, more RPM, aerodynamic features in the form of the winglets and chassis geometry, with the sole purpose of becoming faster on track for all classes.
Yeah. Now, it's a cliche, but it's a true cliche. They say racing improves the breed. And we all love watching exciting superbike battles on the track and roads. But there's also a clear business reason why BMW Motorrad participates in motorsport, to continually improve the bikes its customers ultimately buy. So how much of what your team is doing in competition, testing and development has found its way into the new MRR?
There's quite a few components which have found its way into the new MRR. To name a couple of specific examples, the offset and the head angle have been altered relative to the SRR to improve high-speed stability and the turning behavior of the bike. Furthermore, we adapted the geometry of the rear linkage and the pivot points, and the key figures for this and the references come straight from the World Superbike. These values are actually 1-to-1. And when it comes to the aerodynamics in the engine, as Tom mentioned before as well, we have identified certain limiting factors in the racing conditions and have requested some technical features for the MRR to overcome these limitations, to have an improved base, since we cannot modify them due to regulations. Hence, we've got the winglets, higher revs, more power, stronger brake, etc. There's many parts. Sepp will go through them in a minute. And these modifications will benefit both the World Superbike as well as all the national classes, all the way down to the hobby races. So to put it in a nutshell, going faster will be made easier.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Now, M, it's a letter. It's an attitude, a philosophy even, that really stirs the emotions. I mean, many drivers can have a 2, 3, 4, 5 series BMW car, but an M2, M3, M4, and M5, these versions, they get you loads more power, more adrenaline, more sporting character. Do you feel it's going to be the same with the MRR? You know, a kind of exclusive club for those thrill seekers who never stop challenging themselves and really thrive on pushing the limits?
I think with bikes, it's in general slightly different. Because if we take, for example, the SRR, this bike already accelerates from 0 to 200 in around 6 seconds. And I think that's a quite thrilling fact on its own. However, if you are this absolute thrill seeker, which would never stop challenging yourself and tries to push matters to the limit, he or she will definitely have their limits set further away by the MRR, which leaves more room for personal challenges. So all in all, yes, the M will get you more power, more adrenaline, more sporting character, but the gap between the S and the M would not resemble entirely to the cars, since the benchmark is already set at a very high performance level.
Sure. Yeah, don't we know it. Now, the MRR, it's street legal, of course, but it's also race ready for customers across the globe. So what about access to technical support and expertise, as in the past? Will this race support also be part of the program, Mark?
Yes, it will be. We will definitely continue our technical support and expertise. The exact arrangement of that and the execution of the support can differ between the region, but it's in general tailor suit to the championships and or activities in the various countries. One another important point to point out is that we have we will continue the guarantee that our customer, being it from hobby racing all the way to World Superbike, they will have access to the latest kits parts, which we prepared and developed for both the S1000RR and the M1000RR through our partner Alpha Racing. So the availability of these parts is highly important for the success on the racetrack, and the availability will coincide with the introduction of the bike. So those who want to go racing or who want to use their bike on the racetrack, they can do this as soon as they receive the bike from the dealer.
That's really great news, and so the excitement continues. So thanks for all that detailed input, Mark. Stick with us for now. I'd like to bring Sepp into the conversation if I can, because I've known him for many years, but I've never seen him smile as wide as what I saw in that movie just before. So morning, Sepp. How are you, mate? I love your garage.
Morning, Andy. Yeah, I love my personal garage. No, it's a garage of BMW. I'll love to be here and to have a chat with you.
Yeah, listen, I know you've been pushing for something like this for a long time. So how does it feel to finally see that special M letter proudly displayed on the RR?
Absolutely proud. Proud for the whole team, proud for the whole BMW. It's a long time waiting for MRR, and now we are here with the M, and it's just, I can just say, like that. It's great.
Now, the standard RR, it's a formidable package, as we all know, but the MRR takes things to the next level. So can you please remind us of a few of those important stats? We've heard them already, but I just want you to go into them again. You know, I'm talking about acceleration, top speed, horsepower, dry weight, all those kind of things. Tell us more.
I love to do that. So we need a half hour to do this. No, make it really short. You see on the sheet what the bike is doing, but what Mark is saying as well, from 0 to 200, we under 7 seconds, close to six, to 400 meters, 0 to 400 meters, under 10 seconds. Top speed is 306, horsepower 212, weight of the bike 192, ready on racetrack, it's definitely down on 190. It's a lot of power inside.
Yeah, absolutely. And equally impressive is the way that the bike looks, not just how it performs. So can you tell us what the differences are between the MRR and the MRR with M Competition package, Sepp?
Absolutely. So the MRR is based on the Superstock regulation. The price is 33,000 euro in Germany. And the M Competition package is for those guys who want to show all the nice parts which we have. So we have here a lot of carbon. We have this part in carbon. Then we have the M brake levers, really easily adjustable. Then we have the M brake lever guards. Then if you come here, this is really a masterpiece. It's our footrest. It's machined. You have a lot of grip. You can adjust in every kind of position. And if we go on the other side of the bike, then it comes much more interesting stuff. So because we have here more carbon, we have here as well carbon, And then here we have the chain, the M endurance chain. This chain is need less maintenance and deliver till 1 to 2% more horsepower on the rear. So you have to definitely go for that. And then it's aluminium swing. So we have a special word for that swing arm. What is the name?
Anodized, is it, you mean?
Exactly. So it's 220 grams lighter. That's so I would say go for the M competition package.
I'm sure you would. Listen, loads and loads to think about and look at there. But let's go into more detail, Sepp, about some of the new features. Starting with those winglets, that's a good place to start. Now, they're carbon, so they weigh nothing at all. But I read somewhere they generate a downforce of about 16 kilograms. So how did you develop them and what are the overall performance benefits?
So, yes, it's 60.2 kilograms. And the benefit of BMW is we have a big R&D department. We have our own wind tunnel, which you can see now. We play around which is the best downforce, which is the best benefit of handling. If you have a lot of downforce, you lose a little bit of handling. So we figure out which is the best balance. And the target is same top speed. So we have 306 kilometers, we have a higher windscreen. And then the benefit is if you have the winglets, they keep the front down. So that means that the dynamic traction control has to work less. So you come faster out of the corner, you're faster on the entrance of the next corner. The winglets give you there as well stability and as well in the middle part of the corner. So winglet is a very, very important part. And we are very, very happy to see these very beautiful carbon winglets on our bike.
Yeah, you can never have too much carbon, that's for sure, especially when it functions, when it really, really works. Now, speaking of things functioning and working really, really well, we know a lot of races are won on the brakes, especially on the final lap. Now, there's a new M braking system with the MRR. So what can we expect from this up?
This brakes, first, it looks pretty cool with the blue M brake caliper, but it's crystal clear. Crystal clear means if you start to brake, you know from the first tenth of a second what your front wheel is doing. So you have a very good feedback. It's extremely stability in terms of temperature and all that stuff. So this is really good. So it's absolutely benchmark, this brake. And if you go to the rear, and we have a lot of stuff which you maybe have as well a question regarding on the rear, because we can show you here as well what something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at that full titanium exhaust system there. Now, I'm not sure what the weight savings are, but I think they're around 4 kilograms or something like that.
Exactly. It's 3,657 gram weight saving. And
so what's the actual benefits of this when out on track then? And for example, you know, flipping the bike from side to side in turns?
So the center of gravity, if you have a heavy exhaust system, the center of gravity is a little bit lower, so we bring it a little bit up in the middle center of gravity. So that brings you a big benefit in terms of changing corners. The bike feel very nimble, very light, and it's as well a big benefit on the road. So you feel it directly if you go 20 miles, 50 kilometers, 80 kilometers, you feel it as well on the road.
Staying at the rear end very briefly, Sepp, I believe there are some changes also to the rear axle that team technicians everywhere are going to be super pleased about.
Absolutely. If we go a little bit closer and we see the rear brake caliper, it's mounted on this lug, so it's very easy to remove the rear wheel and put it in. So this is a very, very benefit because on the racetrack, you often change the rear wheel because you need a new tire or you want to test another slick. So this helps all the races, from hobby racing till super stock.
Just going back to the motor then, Sepp. Now that's obviously been developed for pure performance. You mentioned already top speeds over 300 kilometers, 212 horsepower at I think 14 and a half RPM, 0 to 200 kilometers an hour, acceleration times inside 7 seconds. Technically, how did the team make all of this possible, Sepp?
Testing. But yeah, it's always testing and figure out if something is working, if something is working better. We have titanium conrods, those are 360 grams lighter, those fours. Then we have the Mahle pistons, which all together bring as well 48 grams. And then the rocker arms are as well 6% lighter. And all that with the new cylinder head, where it's more stiff, we can go higher revs, 50,100. That's a real high rev limit. And this brings extra top power, and the engines feel very free if they rev it out.
Now, obviously, the chassis and geometry of the MRR, they're designed to work on the racetrack. But does this package also translate well to sporty road riding?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because we turned the whole chassis geometry a little bit to the back, so the bike is extremely stable if you come out of the corner, helps you, and as well on the braking section. Those benefit is definitely on the racetrack. But on the road is well a benefit. If you go very sporty on the road, the chassis helps you absolutely.
Yeah. Listen, final question from me for now, Sepp, and I think it's one that will be of interest to all the privateers and semi-pros out there. As a complete package, just how race-ready is the MRR straight out of the box?
I'm not allowed to say that this word, but it's absolutely ready for racing. And I guess it's my next bike, which I have to buy. It's from Racing for Fun guys over National Race Series to Superstock. This is the two which fights for the title.
Yeah, cheers, Sepp. It's really clear to see your passion for this bike. Not just you, but everybody, in fact, that we've heard talk about it today. And there's loads of excitement out there, that's for sure. So in the time we've got left, let's open things up to our motorsport community just for a few final questions. So let's have a look and see what we've got. All right, this is probably going to be one for you, Sepp, I would imagine. When will the MRRs be available to buy, and are dealers taking deposits now?
Dealer definitely taking deposits now. The bike will be on sale end of March, beginning of April. So go to your dealer and make the deposit.
Not too long to wait in that case. Superb. Okay, the next question. All right. I guess this one's going to be for you, Tom. I'm going to stick with you for this one, Sepp, because it's a product question. I'm a 2017 RR owner. What differences would I feel between my own bike and the new MRR out on the road and the track?
So first, the 2017 RR is a very nice bike, very good bike. The 2017 bike is on the road a little bit better because of the MRR. The playground is the racetrack. So this bike performing much better on the racetrack than the RR. So, and it has more horsepower. Your bike has 199, this has 212, and this bike is 15 kilos lighter as the 2017. So that's the main figures.
Yeah, so I guess it's just a case of test ride the new bike as soon as you can and make your mind up. Okay, this one starts, hey Tom, so we know it's for you, Tom. So do you feel like the gap between a factory superbike and a customer version is growing smaller all the time, Tom?
Yeah, very much so. I'd say 100% the case. I mean, like Mark touched on earlier, basically the regulations in the Superbike World Championship are getting more kind of restrictive all the time. So for that reason, you've seen manufacturers make much more of an effort with their base production model, just in order to do what we need to do on the racetrack. And I think the MRR is an absolute fantastic example of this. The input, you know, like we've just seen from the chassis, the braking, the the brake system, the upgrade in the engine, you know, internal engine components. So yes, in answer to the question, that gap is getting smaller all the time, and in fact year on year, which is why, you know, the customer for the road is getting an unbelievable product, you know, especially for the price. The product that they get now is absolutely fantastic. And, you know, already from the showroom, you can take this onto the racetrack and get incredible results.
There you go. You heard it from the man himself, straight from the horse's mouth. Thanks, Tom. Next question, please. Okay, I'm going to ask this one to Mark, actually. Do you expect the MRR to already be competitive enough to be used by racers in set championships? I'm presuming that's national championships all over the world, Mark.
Absolutely. We will have all our race parts, as I said before, ready as soon as the bike is available, including the electronic package. I guess that means the super stock championships around the world. So yes, I am absolutely convinced that we'll be competitive straight from the start with this bike, because it has a lot more to offer.
Good stuff. Good to know. Okay, super. Thanks for that, Mark. Can we have the next question on the screen, please? All right. There's some. I'm going to push this one over to you, Tom. There's somebody here who's got a lot of money because he's doing about 15 track days a year on his double R, but he isn't getting any faster. Apart from the advice I would give him about buying an MRR and getting on an official BMW race course, can you give him any advice in terms of improving his own lap times on his own bike?
Yeah, do 16 track days. No, it's no, like you said, get on the BMW training school and give me a call. But joking aside, I think it all depends what you're looking to achieve. Certainly, if you find a block, you know, then you probably do need to take some advice, you know, to try and break through and get to the next level. I have to say, it also depends what the reference is, because if you're trying to chase, you know, a lap time that's been set by a bike with better tyres or upgraded suspension, etc., then, you know, there's that also to take into account. But certainly from my side, I always look at riding a motorcycle or racing a motorcycle, both of those, just I'd look at that as having fun, because when I'm having fun, I always figure out what's needed to go faster. But for, I have to be honest, it's difficult to answer that question, because unless I actually saw that rider in person and on track, it's hard to say take that line or, you know, break that little bit further. You know, it's so easy, the, you know, and I've seen on track days as well quite a lot of riders always rush into the turn with a lot of brake, and then from there they're not able to get onto the power again. So a little bit difficult for me to give advice when I've not seen that rider live on track. So sorry about that. Sorry for not being much use this time.
No, I mean, I think what, like you said, you know, the official advice, get an official BMW race school and you'll learn absolutely loads. And you can search those up online, of course. I think we've maybe got time for one more question, if there's one that can be put up on the screen. All right, I'm going to throw this one to you, Mark, because it's something I'm quite interested in the answer to. How well would you expect the MRR to perform around the Isle of Man TT or Northwest 200 course, or any road racing course, I guess, with so many different types of road and weather conditions possible all in a long lap?
It is definitely a very different type of racing. I mean, we have had already many successes there in the past in both the Northwest and as well as on the Isle of Man. Record holder with Peter Hickman, fastest road racer of the world, which already comes to the point of explaining it. I am convinced that the MRR is a better base because these races are so specifically fast. With high average speeds, meaning you need a lot of engine power and you need a stable bike. And compared to the previous SRR, the MRR definitely delivers you more high speed stability and more power, i.e. more top speed, and also the winglets will help you keeping the front down over all these bumps. So I am positive that we are going to continue our streak of success on the road races.
Yeah, and let's hope we can see those again soon for sure. So, all right, we better leave it there for now, because while all this talking's made me want to get out and ride, that's for sure. So what a great start to the day it's been for sports bike fans who've just seen the bar raised even higher than before, you know, with those two iconic letters, double R, being joined by a third, M, for the most powerful series production bike in BMW Motorrad history. If you want to know even more, get online and check your local BMW Motorrad website for all the details about the stunning new RRR. And by the way, as Sepp said earlier, it's going to be in your showrooms from early next year, so keep in touch with your local dealer about that one. So all that remains for me to do now is thank Tom, Mark, and some guests today in sharing all this news with us. Sepp, keep yourself smiling. Tom and Mark, we wish you and the team the very best for the remaining two rounds of this year's championship. We're now all really looking forward to 2021 with even more interest and anticipation than before. So thanks for coming on, guys. It's farewell from all of us here. And thanks once again for all of you out there joining us on this special day. So make sure you race back soon for even more good news coming your way. Bye for now.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Bye for now. Enjoy the ride.
Always a pleasure.